Folks, we're back, second hour. Yeah, clip is ready. Okay. Before we get back into this, one quick thing. Okay, you remember when those fires did start and we heard Ron McDonald and we heard Steve Elkins talking about this on John Stadtmiller's show. Nobody could figure out how those fires started. And there was speculation here and speculation there with some outrageous concocted excuses for it and whatever. They started these fires, folks. They started it with scalar weaponry, and they started it deliberately for the agenda at hand in that particular locale. Go ahead, continue with this, Dan.
Well, welcome back. This is Deborah Tavares, and we are discussing the urban resilient plans that Rockefeller and Rothschild are bringing in to North America for the restructuring of North America. So again, I would recommend that everyone type in resilient cities and understand what we all face. We've explained how these stealth strategies and policies are moving into our cities that are incorporated, do not serve us. And through grants and facilitators and the consensus agreement where everyone has to agree with the majority is how we are getting this lawless, corrupt requirement of changing our lives. And we're going to talk about that, but I'm continuing with the definition of city resilience. So the resilient cities defines urban resilience as the capability of and the capacity of individuals and communities and institutions and businesses and systems within a city to survive, adapt, and grow no matter what kinds of chronic stresses the acute shocks they experience will be. Wait a minute. We can survive no matter what kind of acute shocks we experience when they're using weather weapons to hit us. They go on to tell us, building urban resilience requires looking at a city holistically, understanding the systems that make up the city and the interdependencies and risks they will face. By strengthening the underlying fabric of a city, and better understanding the potential shocks and stresses it may face, a city can improve its development trajectory and the well-being of its citizens. This is how they're selling this. So they're listing some of the chronic stresses. Chronic stresses are slow-moving disasters that weaken the fabric of the city, and they include high unemployment, overtaxed or inefficient public transportation systems, endemic violence, chronic food and water shortages, acute shocks, and then they say acute shocks are sudden, sharp events that threaten a city, including earthquakes, floods, disease, outbreaks, and terrorist attacks. And they go on to say the challenges that cities face are often not just a single shock or stress, but many shocks and stress. Most cities face a combination of all of these challenges, which can contribute to further threatening a city's resilience. And they cite the example of Hurricane Katrina, which hit the southeastern U.S. in 2005 with devastating consequences. But it wasn't the hurricane alone that led to such a crisis in the city of New Orleans. They say that the storm's impact was exacerbated by stresses like institutional racism, violence, divestment, and aging infrastructures, poverty, lack of microeconomic transformation, environmental degradation, and other chronic challenges. Now let's talk about this. Lack of environmental degradation. We have failing infrastructure. We have the nest of networks, fish and wildlife, that is prohibiting the cleaning of our creeks that overflow, wipe out many roads, make it unsafe for us to travel. And they are adding all these challenges to us because this is all part of a Rothschild Rockefeller takeover by using these agencies. They go on to say the compounding pressure of these unaddressed stresses undermine the city's resilience. And when a terrible shock hits the city, it's exposed and exacerbated its weaknesses and ultimately making it far more difficult for the city to bounce back. I'm going to add right now, Northern California has had such a shock. This was an intentional hit using directed energy weapons. The fires that broke out the night of October 8, 2017 were multiple. There were over 30 fires throughout many counties, not just Sonoma County, that started to burn this northern area of California down. Over 8,000 homes were lost. We have had many businesses shut down. All the businesses that are still operating have certainly experienced tremendous loss of business. And we have really, literally, hundreds and thousands of people displaced. They're wandering around the city with PTSD. They're living in trailers. They're staying with friends. They're trying to live in Airbnb homes that Northern California is known as the wine country. So many people that own homes on the coast or even near the San Francisco Bay Area rent their additional houses out under Airbnb. It's important to understand Airbnb is a global takedown of and sopping up the local month-to-month occupancy for local people. Airbnb is run by Google, and the intention is to displace people globally. They say in their mission statement, more or less, that any home, wherever you are, is where you are. And this is all compacting to the transition and the lack of community as we have transient people continuously coming in and out. But I'm going to go into the Reliance Pledge that each of our cities are being encouraged to sign by money. Again, this is going to be a repayment that will be required of this money. But here's the pledge. Detailed Reliance Pledge. Again, this is from Rothschild and Rockefeller. 10% resilient pledge proposal. One objective of the City Leaders Summit is to generate concrete outcomes that city leaders can take away from their time spent at the summit. To meet these objectives, Resilient Cities and City Leaders Summit Leadership Committee would like to present the 10% resilient pledge proposal for city leaders. Now understand, here's what they're pledging. Under the 10% resilient pledge, a city leader pledges to commit the equivalent of 10% of the city's budget per year in support of the city's defined resilient goals and activities. They go on to say that for those cities with an existing resilient strategy, the goal is to make these committed resources available no later than the start of the city's financial year of 2017. For cities that are developing their resilient strategy, the goal is to incorporate this pledge into the strategy. It's important to understand what this pledge is saying, because this is really horrific. This is how we are being deceived with all our incorporated cities that do not carry our wishes as people. Again, we are the enemy. Senate Report 93549, we do not have a functioning government. And we're going to talk about who is the functioning government in a moment. But I'm going to finish reading this pledge. For each city whose city leader takes the 10% resilient pledge, they will seek to provide the city, that's Rockefeller and Rothschild, will seek to provide the city with $5 million U.S. dollars worth of goods and services from the resilient platform of partners, subject to the city's ability to handle the resources and the dictations of the city's resilient strategy. In other words, to finance resiliency over the next 5 years and during the course of the city's active participation in resilient cities. The member city to support the city's efforts to build resilience. Further information and illustrative examples of how the pledge might be met are available for further review. And again, they have a sample of the detailed resilient pledge. Again, it is a 10% resilient pledge statement. You're to insert the city leader's name, that they pledge that they their city, they put in the name of their city, will commit to the equivalent of 10% of the city's budget per annum to fund defined resilient goals. Now let's talk about how this is happening. Again, we talked about the Delphi technique. We talked about consensus, certainly defining the narrative, creating false agreements. And it's important to understand who is bringing this all in. And certainly it's not solely the RAND Corporation, but the RAND says this. Now, the RAND Corporation is an American nonprofit global policy think tank, and it was created in 1948. And the research and analysis was to give the United States Air Force more information. It is financed, the RAND is financed by the U.S. government and private endowments, corporations, universities, and private individuals. The company has grown to assist governments, international organizations, and private companies and foundations all over the world. We're going to continue with the RAND's definition, and we're going to talk about how they instruct Congress to vote on summer breaks. We come back. Again, this is Deborah Tavares. I am talking about how the country is being run by corporations, Rothschild and Rockefeller, mainly funded. It is very, very important to understand that the RAND, R-A-N-D, Corporation, and how they are involved in drafting up the very policies that our fake politicians read. They don't read before they vote on policies. We've heard that time and time again, but they vote on it anyway. The next question is, if they haven't read it and they don't know what it is, then they haven't written it. So who is writing it? And we're identifying that now. But I first want to state to you that the RAND does control governments and international organizations, private companies, and foundations, and even the defense globally. They are also involved in health care. And the American locations of the RAND is the headquarters in Santa Monica, California. They are in Arlington, Virginia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the San Francisco Bay Area, Boston, Massachusetts. The RAND Gulf State Policy Institute has an office in New Orleans, Louisiana, and the RAND Europe is located in Cambridge, United Kingdom, and Brussels, Belgium. RAND Australia is located in Canterbury, Australia. Again, they create programs for public policy, and they address and analyze on real-world problems, and they shape everything under the idea that we have climate change. Every policy is based upon climate change. This is where now the resilient cities are coming in. The resilient cities is now how they're going to build the climate action plans that our cities have already agreed to and accepted grant money. And I read to you the pledge that the cities will be making a 10% contribution to resilient cities annually of their budget, 10%. Now let's talk about what we found on the RAND website. They talked about, and this is just one example of many, but this is important to understand. Again, RAND runs governments, and many other agencies do as well. But the RAND is funded by Rockefeller and Rothschild and other private contributions as well. But they say this, the summer of 2015 reading list for Congress, a reading list for Congress. This is put out by the RAND. They say this, With the House adjourned for the summer and the Senate set to wrap up later this week, the strenuous pace in Washington will slow somewhat, offering a welcome break for busy congressional staff. However, important issues remain on the table for the fall season. So RAND has developed a list of must-read research and commentaries that will help ensure that policymakers are ready to dive right back in the fall. And some of the things that they had on their summer reading list was the Iran nuclear deal, cyber security, and they talk about transportation funding, reauthorizing the elementary and secondary education. They go on to say how the House and the Senate can pass bills reauthorizing the Elementary and Secondary Education Act this year, and that policy differences in each chamber's respective bills and conference process for ironing them out is expected to carry over into the fall. In a series of commentaries, and experts from RAND Education have compiled recommendations for Congress as it works to revamp the long-expired law. Researchers address a variety of issues, including requirements for testing, the federal role in improving schools, and how Congress can help boost teaching. Now, we know from the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars that the RAND and the educational process has been controlled. It's all part of the Silent Weapons system. And an excerpt from the Silent Weapons War is this about education, and this is on page 7 of Silent Weapons for a Quiet War. Quote, the quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance, isolating the inferior class from the superior class, is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. So as I read to you the summer reading list provided the actors in Congress and all of our congressional illusion of a government that is presented them to them by the RAND Corporation, it is important to understand where then those policies are occurring. Here's what they talk and tell the congressional members, who again are puppets. We always use the word puppets. They are actors, and the RAND Corporation and others are supplying the script for these policymakers that we believe are policymakers that don't read the bills and approve them. So here's what RAND says on transportation funding. The U.S. Highway Trust Fund is running on fumes after passage of a short-term extension. As Congress debates a long-term fix, questions remain about how to finance the package in an era in which the gas tax is no longer cutting it. To answer these questions, some state and federal policymakers have begun to explore a shift from taxing fuel to taxing vehicle miles traveled. These fees could be structured to reduce congestion, emissions, and wear and tear on the roads. However, transitioning to vehicle miles traveled fees would introduce key challenges from public resistance stemming from privacy concerns, multiple technology and systems requirements and choices, and the administrative challenge of collecting fees directly from millions of drivers rather than the status quo of levying taxes on a smaller number of fuel wholesalers.
All right, Dan, go ahead and cut it. We'll take the break, folks. We'll be back in 3. Dan's going to let me know how much time is left in this, and then after it's over, I'll open up the phone lines. See you in 3 minutes, folks.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. My engineer, Dan, just told me we got about 2 minutes left of that clip, and I wanted to mention, Daryl, I got your email. I'm sorry. I've got hundreds of pages here of stuff. I got your phone number written down. I'm busier than a one-legged man in a bag race, okay? So bear with me here, buddy, and I'm going to get to the article that you sent me to. Probably not today, but I will get to it. So let's get back. Let's play the last couple of minutes of that clip, Dan. Go ahead.
They go on, but they talk about the Western drought and climate change resilience, again, part of the Congress's summer reading list. Here's what they talk about that. With the West facing a persistent drought and devastating start to wildfire season, wildfire, again, is a season. It's a market of destruction. It is intentional. They are not allowing the resources. They have sprayed us with strontium, barium, and aluminum. Our forests are erupting because of the millions of dead and dying trees. They have fueled these fires, and they are increasingly hotter because of the combustibility of all the heavy metals that have been sprayed on us. So we first must understand the enormity of the structure that we face. So they go on to tell us and tell our congressmen, again, who do not serve us. The United States is a de facto government, and it exists in name only. And we've talked about James Traficant, who was the representative of Ohio, and how for years he would put on congressional record the fact that the United States was bankrupt.
All right. I think there's a little bit more to that, Dan. So was that it, Dan, or is there a little bit more? Should go to a break? Yeah, okay, go ahead and just play it. I think she's got a little bit more to say, if I remember. Okay, well, that's all right. All right, let's just end it there. All right, folks, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 with your input if you'd like to give it. You know, look, she is vehement that and I remember this because Ron and Steve were talking about it on John's show more than once about these wildfires and couldn't figure out where they're coming from. There was speculation on you know, different theories about who could have started it or terrorist activity or whatever. But the bottom line is it looks like they started it. When they start talking about wildfire seasons and they're spraying the chemtrails and the barium and the aluminum are hitting trees and fields and so forth. They are doing this deliberately so they can swoop in, take it up, displace the people, burn their homes down, make them homeless, have them staying with families and so forth, so they can move in and implement their agenda. And then they've got the RAND Corporation, and I'm sure that you folks are just like me. I've heard of the RAND Corporation over the years. I didn't know who they were, what they did, because I never researched it. But now we find out that they run governments. They're funded by Rockefeller and Rothschild. They implement the talking point. They implement the reading the reading materials for Congress, and they're basically laying out what Congress is to vote on. And I'm sure that the legislation is prepackaged because Congress doesn't even read it. Remember, you need to sign this bill, Nancy Pelosi says, so you can read what's in it, right? It's supposed to work in reverse. But this is all part of a major agenda. And I don't even know how many hundreds of dots to connect, but I'm sitting here as little time as I have trying to connect these dots to figure out, number one, what the entire game plan is, and number two, what we're going to do about it. Because this looks like it's been in the works for a long, long time, and they are far along the road. It's not like this is something that's 20, 30, 40 years down the road, folks. This is something that's happening right now, right in our face, right in our own communities. All right? So think about that. Again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. She makes points about fake politicians. They don't read anything before they vote. Okay? It's just kind of part of the illusion, just like the alphabet soup agencies, FBI, CIA, NSA, IRS. They're all just an illusion. They are all owned and controlled by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Warburgs because we went bankrupt in 1933, and they've been doing nothing to us since 1933 but creating the illusion that we actually have a constitution. Lies, lies, and more lies. We'll be back. Bottom of the break coming up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Phone lines are loading up here. Before I get into the phones, I want to mention to you, the RAND, go on their website. They're overseeing Iran nuclear, cybersecurity, transportation, education, dumbing us down. The silent weapons for quiet wars, as long as the report from Iron Mountain, dumbing down Americans so they don't have the cognizance to even realize what's happening to them. And then you implement the student loan program, perpetuating these people that can't get jobs to go back to school to further their education, burying them in debt. And so they, when they finally get a master's degree or a PhD or whatever, they can't get a job anyway because they go to a respective employer and says, well, you better take that off the list because that doesn't apply. You're overqualified. It's all by design, folks. So let's go to, first of all, all four of you. I got four callers on the line right now. Be patient. I'm going to get to all of you. Let's first go to Alan in Texas. You're first up. Go ahead, Mike. Or Alan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Michael. Like I said, since I actually met you in person, I've done a lot of listening and a lot of reading, a lot of studying up on this stuff. And we're in a lot of trouble, Michael. You know,
big time. Let's pool all our resources and buy an island somewhere. Go ahead.
And I'd be more than happy to do that if we could get away from it. But, you know, this stuff's going on everywhere. You know, the only revelation that Deborah Tavares has since she's come back on air here and over the past couple of, you know, since your absence of about 2 years or something like that, she was gone. Apparently her and her husband, you know, went to Russia and down to South America, did some traveling, and everywhere she went, she said that she saw smart meters everywhere across the world. So this is a worldwide plan that they're doing, what they can actually do with these things. She brings up some of the revelations that, you know, that some of the possibilities that they can do besides just charging us, you know, more and very inaccurately for our electricity usage. Apparently they can, you know, they can start fires, they can control everything if they control the electricity. That's the only major revelation that she's had that I've been able to deduce from listening to her since she's gotten back on air.
But, well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you know, I know all this stuff, Michael, and when I hear Deborah Tavares talk, it curls my toes and scares the pants off me. You know,
I'll tell you what.
It's true. You know, what she talks about is going on. I read all her documentation.
All right, Alan, listen, my phone lines are loaded. I can't give you any more time. I was going to say, I open up the phone lines because you just touched base on the next subject I was going to get into, which was the smart meters. I'm going to have to save that for another day, but thanks for your input. Okay, it's imperative that we awaken people and try to start figuring out some answers to this because we're in deep trouble. Let's go to Tom in Philly. Tom, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
Hey Michael. Smart meters are not good. I fought the electric company up here for 3.5 years. And came to somewhat of a resolution. Pennsylvania does not have an opt-out. But the reason I'm calling is if you want to buy that island, we've got working on a plan. I don't know if you listened to John's show, and I recommend everybody listen to John's show. Last Tuesday, first hour, we've come up with a way to raise money for RBN, and it won't cost you a penny out of your pocket. So I would like everyone to go listen to John's first hour show last Tuesday, the 27th, and we're having an online presentation tonight. Follow the instructions at the bottom of the webpage at iwantfreepower.com, okay?
All right, very good, Tom.
All right.
Thank you, appreciate it. Let's go to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hi, Michael. I'm calling in because I listened to Deborah Tavares for 3 hours just the other night, March the 3rd, on the Barden Report.
Right.
And I want you to let your listeners know that that's available on the RBN archives, that they can pick that up. I picked up all three of those hours. And so just go to RBN archives and look up the Barden Show, and you'll be able to download those 3 hours.
No, I know. I already said that first hour. You must have not tuned in, Bruce.
No, I didn't hear you then. I'm sorry, or I wouldn't have called.
That's okay. No worries. Yeah, you just emphasized something that is imperative that needs to be done. So I thank you for that. Anything you want to add before I let you go?
No, but believe me, she's waking up America. All we got to do is get the people to understand that what she's telling us is the truth.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, thanks, Bruce. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, young man.
Hi.
I want a couple words for you. One is Hegelian dialect in full throttle. And quite frankly, if people think that we're about to go into hell, actually we're already dealing with martial law. Otherwise, they're doing it subtly and in your face, no matter which way you look at it. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to remember a film called Judge Dredd, the second one, that dealt with what they call megacities and all that, if people happen to get a chance to see that film and how people ended up in the megacities away from the rural areas, it's kind of chilling. Later.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Murray in Wisconsin. Murray, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, your the AmericanAwakening.Tatango.com has the archives and many, many links I've been posting just now concerning Barden and... But what I wanted to tell you was, on the very same day, May 14th, 1948, that the RAND Corporation was formed, Israel declared independence.
Oh, isn't that just a coincidence? Doesn't that just give you a warm and fuzzy feeling? You know,
so they're going to both have their 70th anniversary coming up, right? And that's like a jubilee. 2 days later is Ramadan.
Oh, yeah, I just mentioned it. I just mentioned at the top of the show, I'm going to try to get into this David Hogg phony this week, and you know, it looks like he's likely been trained by Israel. Mm-hmm. Like they have these marshals coming into the school. They get them when they're about 16, 17, and they put them through classes like Obama when he was in talking about the Citizens Army. Remember that? Okay, that's mm-hmm. what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. Anything else
about that in there too? He's in his 20s.
I know. I caught him. There was somebody, one of his former classmates in Redondo High School in Santa Monica, I believe it is, that said that's where he graduated from. He's actually about 21, 22, 23 years old, something like that.
Well,
They did a bunch
of drills. So this was really a drill, but then they claimed it was live. Like we have a girl with a supposed bullet balloon in her head running around laughing, you know. And the teacher that said, oh, I saw the police, why are the police here in the full gear? And she says, I saw a rifle like I never saw before. Okay, cubic, C-U-B-I-C, is mm-hmm. what the retired FBI Kevin Hogg is into. And they were doing, I'll also put the little stuff from Jim Stone where they have the truck, where the four men are putting all their gear in there.
Yeah, I saw all of that. I've looked at all of it. Yeah, I've looked
It'll be in your chat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, folks.
Thank you.
For those of you, if you want to go into the AmericanAwakening.chatango.com and you can pick up some of the clips that Murr put in there. With that, let's go to Davey in Texas. Davey, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael, you're doing a great job, man. I had a question for you.
How many non-Jewish
people are there on planet Earth?
98%. Something like that.
It's actually about 99.2 or something like that. But, you know, I mean, the issue is when are men going to develop stones and start learning how to use them for the purposes for which they were created? You know, and the issue is instead of imitating scaredy cats, men could act like men and take care of the problem. And I'd like to point out, you know, I've done my fair share of reading, but I just finished this book, Holy Blood, Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Opie, Ron Howard, made that movie, The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
And in the book and in the movie, they make the statement that Jesus was a Jew and that Abraham was a Jew. And the truth is, Abraham didn't have a copy of the Talmud and hate Jesus. And the Old Testament is not about anybody being a Jewish. A Jewish must hate Jesus and be a proselyte to Talmudic Judaism. The real issue is who are the money changers and Pharisees, and why should all the people on earth pretend like mass murderers who print filthy lucre somehow have authority? How do mass murderers get authority in America? Let me hop off and you can get some more callers in.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate the input, Davey. No, it's a good point. You know, here's this very, very small, and you take, like, you know, less than 2% of the Jewish people. And by the way, the vast majority of the Jewish people are propagandized. They don't even have a clue what's going on. They're just following their leaders and believing them and being benevolent. Okay. The true faction is here. Revelations 2:9-3:9 in the Bible. Beware of those who say they are Jews and that are not. Okay. End of story. But, you know, as was touched on here just a few minutes ago by, I believe it was Bruce in Texas, the smart meters, okay, that's a completely different issue. The smart homes, they started implementing these smart meters in homes, and they were talking about it being a pilot program. Well, 75% of the smart meters were put in homes, you know, prior to even being announced that it was a pilot program. So, you know, this, the smart homes, or the resilient homes of the future, are going to replace the role of biological parents, thanks to the creepy new Google patent for the Big Brother system. Now, the latest idea from Google goes beyond mere Orwellian Big Brother into full-blown automated robotic parenting. The company is planning a series of smart home technologies that will keep an eye on children and discipline them in lieu of their actual parents. Now, this is warned by an article from the Daily Mail. Google filed a patent patent involving a smart home monitoring system that uses cameras, it uses microphones, motion sensors, and thermal imaging to keep an eye on the mischievous members of the family while the parents are away. Now, a lot of parents might think, oh, that's a good idea. I can go out and go bowling or go to the casino, and they can stay home, and Siri or Alexa is going to watch them for me. The real-time information will be analyzed by Google Home, the company's flagship smart speaker home assistant product, which will formulate appropriate disciplinary actions. I wonder what those might be. Waterboarding? Knowing the people that own Google. Another potential product is the smart device that presumes to advise parents on ways to improve their relationship with their children. Isn't that just heartwarming, folks? Such as urging them to devote more time and attention to their kids during dinner. And when children are near a drinks cabinet or are in their parents' bedroom alone, the system may infer that, well, mischief is likely to be occurring. Now, Google explained this also in its patent. Google and Amazon are watching anybody that has any of this stuff, folks, Alexa or Siri, the smartphones or whatever. And according to the Times, the planned smart device will keep track of chores such as, well, taking the trash out. It will be able to remember who failed to finish or accomplish their assigned chores. These misbehaving or delinquent children, if you wish, will be punished by restricting their mobile phone usage. Oh boy, that's like stripping them naked and putting them out in a parking lot for the world to see at Walmart. And like any good informant, the Google Smart device can also report their bad behavior to their parents. It can use infrared sensors to record the body temperatures of the kids, and it would eventually learn to discern certain sounds such as crying and laughter. It may be beneficial to monitor the emotional state of occupants in the household, the Google patent stated. Google filed the patent for its smart home surveillance system in 2015, and Tucker Carlson of Fox News was the one who first dredged it up from the forgotten annals. Google's products get more and more intrusive with every new patent they file. And a third document identified a smart device that could spot and identify a copy of a crime novel like The Godfather at the bedside of the user. And according to the Daily Mail, folks, this seemingly innocent tidbit could serve as subtle leverage to get people to watch the film based on the book. We file patent applications on a variety of ideas that our employees come up with, Google explained to Fox News, and the company admitted that not all of its patents mature into real products or services. Now, only the ones that are most intrusive into our lives, those get done because the government says, yeah, that's a good idea. When the Daily Mail asked for its side of the matter, Google chose to remain silent. The digital assistants never truly sleep, folks. The patent applications filed by Amazon and Google toward the end of 2017 read like a list of spying techniques used by their voice assistants to monitor their users, alleged consumer watchdog. According to the Santa Monica, California-based advocacy group, the patents prove Google Home and Amazon Echo can serve as surveillance equipment that collect massive amounts of information and deliver digital advertising. Digital assistants are marketed as reliant on the detection of a wake word, such as, hey, Siri, before they go awake. But Consumer Watchdog warns that the smart device might be feigning sleep when you least expect it. Google and Amazon executives want you to think that Google Home and Amazon Echo are there to help you out at the sound of your voice. This is warned by John Simpson, the Privacy and Technology Project Director of Consumer Watchdog. But in fact, they're all about snooping on you and your family in your home and gathering as much information on your activities as possible. And do you know why, folks? As I'm connecting these dots, I'm putting together a jigsaw puzzle here. And as I'm connecting these dots, and as the picture's becoming more and more clear, we're in phase two right now. I believe there's either four or five phases. What's phase three? Who is their real enemy? The people are the enemy of the state. Who are the real people? Not the dumbed-down ones that are just smart enough to pull the levers and punch the presses and manufacture the widgets. No, it's you and it's me, the ones that are awake, the ones that can put the glasses on and see through their BS. That's who they really want. That's who they're afraid of. That's who they think are the real terrorists, the people that know what they're doing. We know as well as they do that this is an inverted society. They are the terrorists. They are the one that want to take every dime, turn you upside down, squeeze you, put you into a corner, and just absolutely control and dictate everything that you do as their slave. Well, I'm not one of them, folks, and neither are you, okay? But they don't want the dumbed down mind them people to know that. They want to be able to proceed with this in such a manner where they can convince them through trickery that this is the right thing to do for the greater good. We stand in their way, folks, because we're the ones with the education. We're the ones with the knowledge. We're the ones with the glasses. We're the ones that are passing them out. Are you passing out the glasses, folks? Are you waking up the people? I'll tell you what, I'm busier than a one-legged man in a bag race, folks. I don't have enough hours in the day. I'm enjoying being in an Uber because it's the only time I have to socialize, and I've got people that aren't awake as a captive audience. Think about that. Be back with a final segment.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Thank you so much for all the calls. Great input, guys. I really appreciate it. The frog in the pot. At what point did you jump out? What was the temperature, folks? Okay. A lot of these people out there, if we don't get the word out to them, are going to boil before they know it. Daryl in Alabama. All right. Dar Jamal, article. Thank you, Daryl. The military. By the way, speaking of the military-industrial complex, Eisenhower warned us about it. John F. Kennedy warned us about it. The military, get this, because it ties right in, wants to dictate private land use, and Washington State might let it. Interesting. And the California fires are being started by the powers that be to get the people off the land, to burn the houses down. You know, I remember when Hurricane Katrina happened, I had a buddy that owned 19 rental properties down there in the Gulf Coast. He lost them all, and FEMA, you know, reimbursed him a small pittance. He lost his hind end in the deal. Look what they've done down there. Look what they're doing in California. Look what Washington State is talking about doing here. A new bill in the Washington State legislature is passed. Commanders of military bases could have the power to impact land use planning anywhere in the state. How convenient, They've only got 1,000 military bases all over the world. How many more do they need? And what do they plan on building there? Critics of the bill fear it would be a slide down the slippery slope of allowing the military free rein to do whatever it wants, like they're not doing it all over the world right now, blowing people to pieces, killing millions of people in our name, folks. I spent about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours late last night listening to Ken O'Keefe. Man, that guy is so spot on, I'll tell you. I have seen him in three or four debates, and he just eviscerates these state empty suit hind-end asshats, okay, makes them look like idiots. And for those of you who don't know who he is, go in, look him up on YouTube.com and watch some of his videos. This guy is so spot on. He's my hero, folks. Enough said. But this is what's happening. It's not down the road 30, 40, 50 years. It's in our face, and it's right now. And we better start making some plans on what to do about it before it's too late. I don't even know where to start, folks. I haven't got enough hours in the day now. You know, need some help out there. I told you last week I needed a producer. I needed somebody. You know, you guys are doing a great job of bringing this email to me. I've got 150 emails sitting in there right now I haven't even read yet, you know, because I don't have time. But some of the content you guys give me, and I thank Daryl in Alabama. You know, I thank Pete in California, Myrne in Wisconsin, Carol in Idaho. You know, you guys are sending me information that I glean through. I try to put it in a cohesive format. Some of it I get to, some of it I don't. I apologize if I don't, you know. But the bottom line is that it doesn't need to just get out to you guys. It needs to get out to the populace at large. That's why I've got a renewed interest in climbing into my Uber and having captive audiences where I can start planting seeds. Because as things get worse and that frog in the pot, the heat gets turned up on it, there's a light bulb that's going to go off in their head and they're going to go, whoa, wait a minute. Remember that Uber driver? Or remember that person out there in Idaho or Alabama or Tennessee or California or whatever? Remember what I told us 2 weeks, 6 weeks? 2 months ago? Now, it used to be years. Oh, yeah, 5 years ago. I remember this guy told me blah, blah, blah. I better go research that. Now, it's not a matter of that. Now, it's a matter of a year, 6 months, 3 months. It's in our face, folks. Think about it. End of another day. Bye for now. Sorry to be on a rant, but see you same time, same station tomorrow. Stay out of trouble.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad. What it is you think I should.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.